A couple more. Let's find, see if all the board shows
Thank
up.
You. We'll need you here.
I don't know what I'd do without you. Amber, yes. How are you? I'm George. How's it going? Fabulous.
That's good. Oh, is this come out today?
Yes.
For the senior seat, it needs nine votes to get to on the board. I know Howard talked to someone about that. Yeah, just that's perfect. Thank you. That would be Mr. John Hendry.
Hendry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Yeah, he came up and told me.
I can't
be rock and roll. I gave him the card and everything.
Yeah, no, I saw. He came into my office and he said, he's like, you know this guy? And I was like, yeah, I know that guy.
Well, I gave you kudos all the way through.
Good.
You know, but I'm going to break it down.
Oh, jeez.
Speaker card. Thank you very much.
Speaker card, Mr. President.
Thank you. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the presentation of the colors from the North Valley Military Institute. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to the North Valley Military Institute.
Was that?
All right, Mr. Secretary, if we could have roll call, please.
Okay, President Thomas?
Here.
Vice President Benjamin?
Here.
Treasurer Hopp?
Hi, here.
Secretary Hendry? Here. Mr. Agzarian? Mr. Anand?
Present.
Mr. Kamara? Mr. Ciccarelli? Mm-hmm. Mr. De La Cuesta?
Here.
Mr. Guevara?
Here.
Ms. Havard?
Here.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Here.
Mr. Merez? I saw Mr. Merez. Okay, yes, you're here.
I'm calling.
For this purposes,
okay.
Yes. Mr. Here. Martin?
Here.
Ms. Meyer?
Here.
Ms. Skelton? I don't see Ms. Skelton, okay. Mr. Taylor? Mr. Thompson, Mr. Waleko.
Here.
I will try to clean up the roll as we go along.
Very good. We have a quorum and can conduct business. Item 3, comments from the chair. I have nothing at this time. Item 4, public comment. We're going to start with Major John Wells. Sir, you have the floor.
Granada Hills.
Fair enough. We're a new school located in Arnaldi in Granada Hills. What we are is we are a very strict Military Public Charter School. We're a free school. We start at 6th grade. We go to 12th grade. I only have 2 minutes. I just want to mention the fact that what we've done at North Valley Military Institute is we've replicated a school in Oakland. And we've taken a very rigorous academic curriculum. We've wrapped it in a military framework for structure and discipline. And most importantly, getting young people prepared to go to college. This is not a boot camp kind of a school. It is a legitimate A through G College Preparatory Academy. I would like to invite you to visit our website. I had 2 minutes to introduce our school. I also wanted to let you know that we provide color guard services, very similar to what you saw today. We also have armed drill team, unarmed drill team, and we're always looking for an opportunity to show off what we can do in representing our school and, most importantly, representing the United States of America. I think there should be more schools like this. And again, we're not a boot camp kind of a school for bad kids. Only the opposite is true. We're a school that is designed to get young people prepared to go to college. And we're going to be very, very successful. So I want to thank you for the time that you've allowed me to introduce our school. Hopefully I'll get to speak about our school more formally next month. Thank you very much, and thank you for our warm reception. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wells. We do have a lot of speaker cards. If they're all in regards to the fire station, if it pleases the council, we'll wait till we get to that agenda item, or we can just start going through it. Jan Tribox? Jan Tribeca? Jan, you want to come on up? I don't know. What does the council think? Should we wait until we get to that agenda item or hear from our constituents now? I'm happy either way. Yeah, let's... Okay, so Jan, come on down. You're recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you. Hello, I am a resident, Kitty Corner, from the proposed property. I'm sensitive to noises. I do not want siren noises up to 200 to 300 calls per day. I would like to sleep in my life. I have to work, so it qualifies that I need to sleep. The sirens, they say that could be adjusted to height in a wall. I don't see that functioning. I am a nurse by education, and studies have been proven by decibels are, we're gonna lose our hearing. And why do firemen wear hearing protection when they're on their call? Granted, they're in the truck, but they are much more exposed to it, but we are randomly going to hear it throughout the day, and sudden bursts have been proven to be harmful. I'm vehemently opposed to this, and I hope everyone will support us. Thank you.
Very good. Next up, Michael D. Temple. Michael D. Temple. Come on down. Yes, sir.
Make it quick. My name is Mike DeTemple. I'm bought my house here 28 years ago, 29 in May, and I raised my children here, and now I'm raising my grandchildren. Children walking from Van Nuys Junior High School find Vesper Avenue to be the main thoroughfare to and from school. Hundreds of children drive by this or walk by this neighborhood every day.
I get it.
For months and months, maybe up to a year, they're going to be exposed to all this toxic digging, and then they're going to be exposed to the sirens and the noise pollution to their ears at a young age, as well as the danger of the emergency vehicles exiting and entering the system constantly. Pets in the neighborhood will be exposed to the sirens as well. We're humans, but we all have our pets, and they'll be adversely exposed to this the noise pollution. If this fire station is to serve Van Nuys, why isn't it going to be placed in central Van Nuys and not on this southern border of Van Nuys, the other side of the street is Sherman Oaks? Put it in central Van Nuys. There's a lot of... There are a lot of buildings down Van Nuys Boulevard that are in disrepair. Nobody's using them. Take those buildings, put them on Van Nuys Boulevard where there's not a lot of people living, and run the fire station, run there. This is going to be the largest fire station in the valley. Maybe the city, I don't know, but it's going to be huge. And it's no place to be in a neighborhood. I have a question. I'd like to know, I don't know if any of you can answer this for me, but who is it that owns that property? And who is it that benefits financially from that property being used? And also, what other pieces of property have been looked into and found that they can't be used?
It's owned by the city. We have a list of other properties that has been entertained by this council and that we recommended that it be moved to in a community impact statement we did in January. So if you want the specific address of all the other properties, I can email it to you. I can have Mr. Lynn or Mr. Walenko email it to you. And yeah, we'd be happy to do that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's all good.
Another question about location. The corner of Sepulveda and Oxnard is a giant lot. I've never seen more than 20 cars parked in that lot, and it's for the Orange Line. I would assume that that's probably public property there. I'm not sure, though. But, I mean, a huge facility could be built there. It's bordered by the frontage road.
You okay, Michael? I will look into that. I have jotted it down in my notes, and your 2 minutes is up, but I will definitely get that to you.
Thank
Do you want me to email it to you?
Sure.
Okay. I got it. You wrote it down.
Yeah.
I got it. Good man. Thank you very much, sir. Yes. Yeah, by all means, you can do that. Okay, next up, we have Kelly Tyler. Are you ready, Kelly? Kelly Tyler and then Mario Acosta. Kelly, you have the floor for 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm not here about the fire station. I'm here about the library. I'm the branch manager over at the library right here in the Van Nuys Civic Center. And I'm here just today to let you know that on Saturday we are having an event called LA's Investing in Working Families Campaign. So at the library from 10 to 3 this Saturday, we're offering a variety of different financial workshops. Financial success starts here, avoid financial abuse and fraud, start your business, and cash for college. And we are also having tax preparation services available for free to anyone who wants to come on Saturday. If you'd like more information, there's a flyer on the table over here, along with another flyer talking about some of the legal classes that we're offering. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kelly. All right, next up we have Mario Acosta, then Lee Artreu, St. Elizabeth Church. Mario, you have the floor.
You have to bear with me a little bit. I had laryngitis last week, so my voice is a little shot. I would just like to say, I live on Vesper, just north of Hatteras. I've lived there for about 12 years with my wife. And I want to preface my comments by saying that I'm very much pro-fire department, pro-public safety. I have clients. I'm a real estate agent. I have clients that are firemen, and one of my clients is a fire captain as well. And my primary concern is that is the ill-conceived plan of putting a fire station pointed directly at single-family homes and within approximately 100 feet of people's bedrooms, backyards, patios, and things like that. I just think even, someone thinking that that's a good idea it's inconceivable. I don't know how that anyone thought that was a good idea. And I'm sure if any of the decision makers in this room faced a proposal with lights and sirens next to their bedrooms, I think they would have, the same concerns that, a lot of the folks here have. I just see that it's not difficult to see that this was a flawed plan, and it needs serious reconsideration. I'm also a realtor. I work in the neighborhood. And as a realtor, I know exactly how this is going to impact a lot of the residents in the area because I work with them every day. And when a home sells, in the state of California, it requires by law that the homeowner make full disclosure regarding potential neighborhood nuisances and ongoing noise problems. And for many of the homeowners adjacent to Oxnard, this is going to be a required disclosure to any future potential buyers of their homes. And negative disclosures have a big impact on many potential buyers and could result in a lack of interest in the property or a reduction in the perceived value of the home by a prospective buyer.
Thank you, Mario.
Okay. So I just want to make that point. And also, I also agree that, you know, putting it at the southern edge of the fire district that it services doesn't make any sense at all. It's actually going to increase the call times to a lot of other parts.
Thank you very much, Mario. Next up, we have Lee Ariu. Lee, St. Elizabeth.
We're going up as a group.
Okay. Special pile. Very good. Moving up, moving on, we have Anthony Greco. Vesper Avenue, Anthony Greco. Going once. Going twice. Casey Williams, Dennis Hernandez.
Mr. President,
same group. Very good. Someone named Candito. All right, you want to?
Thank you, Mr. President. If you'll hold my time, stakeholders, board members, I have a watch because I've been told that I only have a certain amount of time, so I want to make sure. And as I approach, I will start it, Mr. President.
All of those
of you from St. Elizabeth and the young people from the community who have gone on to be successes in the area, Mr. President, thank you very much for giving us this time. We're here today because we're going to be holding a can drive. Van Nuys has great needs, and so I'm going to turn it over to Lee. So if you'll stop my time, Mr. President, I'll stop mine. Lee, will you talk about the food can drive for all of Van Nuys?
Yes. We are a nonprofit organization from Santa Elizabeth Church that the food bank is being donated us a lot of food. Mr. Pepper has helped us and John a lot. And every Tuesday we provide food for everybody. And thanks to the food bank and the help that we've been getting, we have been doing such a great job in helping all the Van Nuys community. I would like for everybody to know that on April 27, we're going to have some basket in front of the parish, which, you know, we expect that, you know, all of us can donate and through there a kind of food or anything, you know, that would be good for us to give to the community. So I do thank you very much to the food bank for the great help that we had, and all these volunteers and Mr. Pepper. He has helped us a lot. And there is no word to express my gratitude to him and all St. Elizabeth parishioners from there to the food bank. So, and all these are volunteers, and Candido have been a great help too.
Thank you. I think she's done. I'm starting my time again. Let me get my thing so I can keep track of it. All right, Mr. President, at this time we would also like to introduce some young folks who went to school in this area. Would you please introduce the three of yourselves? What's that? Mr. S., I'm not going to argue with anybody.
We're tracking it, Miriam. We're good. Miriam, we're good. We're tracking it.
Hold my time.
Yes, sir. Candy, you're recognized. We're good, Miriam. Thank you.
I want to introduce some of the young people, and they can talk about a project we're going to be doing to combat graffiti. You go first.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, my name's Michelle Flashberg. Candy's been a really big help to me growing up. He's supported me with a lot of things. Also, so has Piper. He's been a big support, has been there for me when I needed him at times. And I would really like to get this community back and get back to Van Nuys.
Mr. Williams?
My name is Casey Williams. I'm a local business owner of three businesses, and we're trying to figure out something to help the children that are in risk of doing graffiti and all that to join me and Dennis and a few other people to do murals for the city, and so we don't get vandalized and painted over, and maybe we could make an effect on some of the kids, like the help we were given from Candy and you know, things like that. So thank you guys for your time, and you'll see more of us soon.
Thank you, Williams. Is there, Mr. President, do you want to say something real quick? All right. If I may, in conclusion, Mr. President, folks, this is about Van Nuys. This is the fact that for many years it's been on the decline. We've had a lot of graffiti. What we're going to do is we're going to capture those kids. We're going to work with the police department, and we're going to capture those kids, and we're going to put them in the right programs. The last thing we want to see is a child. I don't care whose child it is. I'm telling you. Yours, mine's, we're all susceptible to this. So how about working together? We take care of these kids. We help work with the police department. We get them into the right programs. And if they don't come do the right things, they're going to have to pay the price. But there's so much things that we can do in Van Nuys. There's so many things that we can do. That Van Nuys was a great community. It is a great community. We can rebuild and restore this area. One of the things we're going to have here this weekend, and the lady from Words, Van Nuys, would you please stand? She's going to talk about it. We're having a carnival at her rec center. We're going to do this program hopefully with the police department to get these kids off the streets. And again, every child is worth saving. And Mr. President, with that, I've got 15 seconds on that 2 minutes, so I'm going to conclude. Thank Very you, good. Folks, so much. No on this on the fire station. Let's get it.
Very good. Miriam, are you ready? Miriam Fogler. You are recognized for 2 minutes.
How he put that together, how he was able to set the timing. Very good. For you folks, welcome to the Van Nuys Neighbor Council. I've been coming here for years. And for those of you, I have been speaking very vocally for the right to have good chairs here so we don't get inched. And I got to say that I've been pushing that, and I'm so glad that the city has come a long way to do that, something about that. You know, so we need to do is just get them on board to budget the city now and stop spending, because they're asking us for a half cent sales tax for streets and sidewalks. Anyway, I don't know if they're going to have it later on, but I'm hoping maybe I should speak the next part of the. Are you going to have another public comment?
For you, of course, Miriam.
Okay, I'll have another one. So I'm going to speak the matter right now is that we need to get the video conferencing in. The San Fernando Valley is getting gypped. We're going to be taxed for sidewalks and streets. I need people, I need at least 150 people, 20 people, to come to per city council meeting, which means on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 o'clock in the morning. These people, they drag your feet, and they're very difficult to work with, but you have to be patient, okay? And you have to be there, and you have to advertise people, come, by the thousands of thousands. And I mean, we need to take back our valley. They're taking our resources, and they're using it for themselves. So I'm just letting you know that opened up Van Nuys video conferencing and San Pedro. Now is the time to do it before it's too late. If you wait till it's too late, then the youth is going to be affected. Thank you.
Next up, Donna Pearman. Donna Pearman, you have the floor. Where's Donna, Miriam? Oh, there she is. Very good. Yes, please.
Okay. I want to say that Miriam's fantastic. She's really she really knows how to do things. She has her own opinions, and she doesn't just do things because they tell her, go do this. She has her own ideas. She is able to get the chairs, and she's fighting very much for to get their video conferencing back in Van Nuys. Now, all of you going for the fire station, I hate to tell you, unless you get this the vote of the city council, you really won't get anything done. And what you should do is tell them you want to bring back video conferencing. And that's the only way that you could even have a chance of getting what you want, is to get it open and then go in. If I saw a big crowd like this at the city council, if we could have video conferencing, believe me, they would really think about getting what you want. And Miriam and I, especially Miriam, is working real hard to try to be able to get it so it will be close and you won't have to go downtown. And so we need, you have to go downtown right now except once every 2 months. We need to have it so that any time on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can come up with issues that's important to you. It's just right down the street. So I really would like to have anybody who's really wanting to get things done and really wants to worry about Van Nuys, please tell Council 6 you want it open. And I love Miriam. Be great on the council.
Very good. Thank you, Donna. Next up, David Coing. David. There he is.
Hello. I am a resident as of just 2 months ago. I moved in on Tobias Avenue and just learned of this fire department moving in next door. I know, alluding to what Mario was saying earlier, as a buyer, I would have given serious pause had I known that such a thing would be being constructed in this neighborhood. Everyone I've talked to, I've told the amazing thing about moving here is you can sit outside and all you hear are children playing. And you can enjoy the silence. It's a rare respite from city living. And I honestly don't see how a 400-foot wall that's maybe 8 feet high is going to protect this neighborhood from the blaring sirens that are coming out. So I'd really like to know why a community impact study hasn't been done or performed on this, because it really seems like someone hasn't done their due diligence. And that's about all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, David. We can have the podium face whichever way you'd like. All right, let's turn the podium around. Next up, it's Henry Liu from Van Nuys High School. Henry. There he is.
My name is Henry Liu. I've been a resident here since 1978, and right now I'm just living over there with my mom, and the only reason I moved back is because I really enjoy moving around this neighborhood. It's been so peaceful and quiet, and to know that they're going to have a fire station over there, it's just, I think the noise is going to drive me crazy. I know I could speak for myself and all the neighbor that we really oppose this, and hopefully it doesn't happen, because if it does, it's just going to be miserable, because I'm so sensitive to noise, and I think everybody here could agree with me that that's just not the right place to be. This is why we spend so much of our living expense keeping our neighborhood safe and clean and quiet, and that was part of it. So thank you.
Next up, we have Michelle Davis, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Michelle. How are you, Ms. Davis?
I'm good. My name is Michelle Davis. I live at 5727 Tobias. I am also a local neighborhood realtor, and Mario and I are partners in this neighborhood, and we are adamantly opposed to this fire station for a bunch of reasons. Not the least of which is that we feel that it was kind of snuck upon us. There was no notices posted. We've been told that a noise impact study was done, and the result of it was that there is no noise impact, which I don't know how that's possible. And we're extremely concerned about what it's going to do to property values. As an example, we listed a house a few months ago that is on Tiara. that backs right to Oxnard, right where the fire station might go in, and we had to reduce the price of that listing by $50,000 just in order to fully disclose that this fire station was proposed, because that's the kind of impact it's going to have. And our question is, why is Councilwoman Martinez so adamant to put this in this location when, in fact, it is not serving her constituents? And if I were a resident of Van Nuys, I would be extremely upset that she was locating this fire station at the absolute southernmost tip of Van Nuys when the people farther north, especially in multifamily dwellings, they're not going to be properly served. So she's not serving her constituents, and she's denigrating our little neighborhood. And I would just like to know why she's so fixed on this location, because that's a real problem for me.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Thank you. Up next, we have Dick McGarvin. Dick McGarvin.
Early last summer, I went to an informal meeting in the backyard of Tom Olson, who lives in that row of houses, or did live, in that row of houses that backs on Oxnard. That meeting was to let us know what was going on and how the city was trying to railroad the residents of our neighborhood. At that meeting, I learned of the city's plans for the fire station and how neglectful and irresponsible they had been at informing and involving the people who would be most affected by their plans, plans that had already reached the architectural rendering stage. In the months since then, the many reasons and arguments in opposition to the fire station at Vesper and Oxnard have been passionately and articulately expressed, both in writing and at meetings and hearings such as this. And at this point, I just want to acknowledge and thank Jeff, who has worked on our behalf, in our behalf, for many, many months. And again, I say it was early last summer that I learned of this. Now, rather than reiterate those reasons and arguments that have been expressed so well, I would just like to add my voice to the many in the neighborhood who are opposed to putting the fire station at Vesper and Oxnard, especially when a valid alternative exists. And I would also like to say that this isn't just the concern of only those people on Tiara Street whose houses back up on Oxnard, and I think that the turnout tonight testifies to that. I live a block and a half south of them on Tobias, and I can say that this is a major concern for many of us in the neighborhood. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
All right, up next we have Mike Tribox. Tribeca? Michael? Tribox? Is it French? Very good.
Thank you.
You're recognized, sir.
I agree wholeheartedly of not having the station 39, because I've been a dance instructor for 37 years and exposed to 90 decibels of loud noises, and it's affecting my ears and I'm wearing my hearing aids. And to subject my 9-year-old and also the other families in the neighborhood right across the street from it, it's going to affect us severely. There was a notice also. I'm just wondering one other question. Why are we rehashing this? Because 6 months ago, I presented the same question, and we still are resuming it again. I mean, it almost appears to me that if it doesn't go in your favor, is the city going to turn it over and pick up their marbles and start all over? I mean, we're battling this repeatedly. It should have been resolved and presented prior to building the sketches and also the Arctic design. Secondly, on the internet, there was a comment that 304 trips per day, and that figures out of 7 seconds, the calculation that I made to it would be roughly 72 seconds per hour that we would be exposed to this noise. And the noise reached, and this was stated by the labor board, over 100 and, my time up? Yeah, over 100, it would be over between 125 to 140 decibels. This is what was stated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mike. Up next, we have Zarek Dietz. Zarek Dietz. Awesome name. You sound like a famous writer. Zarek.
Thank you. I'm a resident of Vesper for 16 years now, and we met here actually in this room almost a year ago after finding out under the wire it snuck around, got out that they were going to be putting this fire station in. No, there was no notification to us on it. And when we got them to finally have a meeting, we basically, thanks to our council, we forced a meeting and had them come in here. At that time, we had all our questions and concerns about the noise, about everything, and all their response back to us was not, well, let me see what we could do with it, was, oh, look at where the captain's quarters are going to be. Look at how big this is going to be. And they didn't hear what we had to say. They didn't care what we had to say because it was a done deal to them, and they were already going to go through with this. So the people didn't matter to them, and that's disturbing. And then when we asked, well, how come there's no notification? Nothing even posted on that. I said, you know, and they came back and they said, well, you know, the one mistake we probably would do in the that we would correct in the future is that any future projects, we would make sure there was a posting on that area of what's to come, of something's planned and proposed to be here. That was almost a year ago. They also told us that they would see if they could keep the noise down, the noise level down when they do put the fire station in. Well, I don't believe them because they could have written, they could have changed their whole way of looking at things and put something on that. In the past year, we have not, still have not seen any postings on that corner of a proposed fire station. So I don't trust them. If they say they were going to, they tell the truth and they would actually change it, then let's see them change it. Now, when I bought this place 16 years ago, my criteria for my realtor was, give me just 10 seconds. My criteria for my realtor was, I want a quiet neighborhood. I don't want to be near the fire station. I don't want to be near the police station. I don't want to be too close to right up in front of the schools. But I want a nice, quiet neighborhood. So I took my hard-earned money and bought my first house and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on my first house and thrilled that I could sit in my backyard with peace and quiet. Now that's being stripped of me, without me even having a say, and that's not right. By the way, one last thing. The only alarm noise I want to hear is my alarm that wakes me up in the morning.
Fair enough. Next up, Paula Klein. Paula Klein. How are you, Ms. Klein?
Hi there.
You are recognized.
Thank you. I'm a resident in the neighborhood and have been for 14 years. And I think that what really disturbs me is how sneaky everything is. And it kind of reminds me of these cell phone towers that all of a sudden, you know, we're fighting those. And there's like notification to two people that live close by. And I just don't think that is right, considering it's going to impact all of us. I have a 10-year-old daughter that's going to be starting at Van Nuys Middle School. She's going to walk down Vesper. I'm also extremely concerned about digging the dirt and what is in that dirt and what is going to be airborne and what all of us neighbors are going to be breathing. I don't think there's been any studies that have adequately addressed that, and I'm very, very concerned. So I think that you need to listen to the people here. Thank you.
Rabina, I saw you in the room, Rabina. There you are.
been a resident of the neighborhood for more than two decades. And I don't think there's anyone in this room that doesn't honor our first responders and are very grateful to them and all the work they do. I mean, absolutely. But this site is an inappropriate site for so many reasons that have already been stated. For the environmental concerns, for the sound concerns, and for the property and standard of life that would be impacted by having that many calls a day. So we urge you to vote to support us. Thank you.
Stephanie Sandoval. Stephanie Sandoval.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk today. I know everyone has presented a couple reasons so far, and the list keeps growing. But my major concern is something that's slightly been stated, that the neighborhood was not considered in the decision. When I look at the map of the area, it very specifically states that there are eight residential homes and the rest is commercial building. And I just bought my house 4 months ago. It's my first house, and I live half a block from the fire station. So I think, above all else, we just weren't considered. It does look, you know, as I'm reading the report, that there are a few mentions of ways to combat the sound that aren't effective, like the 6-foot Oxnard wall. And according to the Federal Administration, Highway Administration, a barrier should be at least 8 feet, eight times as long as the distance from the home to the site of the noise, and any opening in that renders it ineffective. So the 6-foot wall is basically just going to be a wall covered in graffiti that isn't effective. So we need to fight for our peace and of an enjoyment and have some sort of protection against the sound, since we weren't considered. And last but not least, I just want to point out that hearing loss begins at 85 decibels. The city requires a notice at 95 decibels when you're entering that hearing loss can occur. And a siren is 110 decibels, and that does not even include the air horns or the howler that's in development, because sirens are designed to be heard. So thank you very much for your time.
All right, you guys, we have five more speakers, and next up we have Beverly Simpson. Beverly Simpson.
Good evening. This is also not my first time here tonight, and I won't repeat a lot of the concerns that the other residents have already brought up. I'm here tonight because I'm trying to save my life at this resident. I live across the street from the proposed firehouse location. I'm house number one. I live on Tiara Street, but my house faces Oxnard. Where they proposed to put the exit where every fire truck comes out, it is directly toward my house. Not a little to the left, not a little to the right, but directly to my house. I'm fighting for my life here tonight. Everyone in this room knows how important the firefighters are. I'm not here tonight to talk about how valuable they are, because this is not a fight about them. I've had that suggested to me on social media, and I've had it suggested to me here in this room. This has nothing to do about whether or not we like firemen. Don't insult me and suggest that I'm against a fireman. Don't insult me and tell me that you know someone who lives across the street from a fire station and they liked it. That's also been suggested to me in this room and on social media. Don't tell me to just move if you don't like it. That's also pretty insulting. I've lived there for 24 years, and I've raised three children in that house, and I'd be devastated if I had to move. It would be a defeat. My property values would plummet. I'd be lucky to get a buyer. I witnessed that from my neighbor two doors down already this year. This battle is about a building with 6 to 7 sirens going off every day in my front yard. My living room faces Oxnard, as I said. My bedroom faces Oxnard. I can't go to another part of my house to escape it. If this were anything other than a fire station, city ordinances wouldn't allow it.
But that doesn't mean the city can destroy our lives without a fight. Just one moment, please. I'm almost done. I'm here tonight fighting for my life, the quality of life that will never be the same after Firehouse 39 moves across the street from me. Studies have shown that hearing loss, depression, stroke, heart attacks are just a few of the health risks associated with the long-term exposure to high noise levels and lack of sleep. Do you think I'm supposed to get used to it? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Is the city that insensitive?
Thank you,
Beverly. I have one more sentence. Is the city that insensitive to real human beings suffering? Is it okay for the city to make this decision to destroy people's lives? I may never have another full night's sleep again as long as I live in my own home.
Thank you, Mrs. Simpson. Mary Beth Schwarzenberger. Mary Beth Schwarzenberger, you're recognized.
Good evening. My name is Mary Beth Schwarzenberger, and I'm speaking tonight on behalf of myself and my husband, Joe Schwarzenberger. Once again, we stand before this committee because of the unintended consequences of the arrogance of power. Just about a year ago, some of us were notified of the proposed fire station, four notices out of the hundreds of families who would be affected. The city never gave our neighborhood a second thought as they began this project. Our community activism is one of those unintended consequences. The election of Jeff Lynn to your board is another unintended consequence. Jeff's an honest man, a man with integrity, and congratulations to him for running and receiving one of the highest vote counts in the city. He will be a strong voice of reason and integrity for Van Nuys and its citizens. Personal costs, another unintended consequence. My husband Joe, who has spoken in front of you many times, suffered two strokes in March and has been advised by his doctors to avoid stress. He'll no longer attend these meetings as they're filled with dishonesty on the part of the city representatives. But I'll be here for as long as it takes to prevail. Tonight, I ask this board to once again vote to stand with us. The facts have not changed. If anything, the city is finally admitting to what we've been saying. There will be significant impact on our community. The underground tanks have not been removed as they initially stated in their first report, and there are substantial quantities of toxins in the ground. They've even upped their count for emergency trips from 60 to 216. Everything we raised as a concern throughout this process that the city dismissed as either untrue or inconsequential, they have now admitted to. In light of this, there's no way you cannot continue to support us. I request that you vote for us again, your constituents.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Three more. Giovanni Maranga. Giovanni.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I'm here because I just moved a year ago, and I'm here to protect my family because my son, he's very sensitive to noise, loud noise. And it's like, if he hears those sirens, it's like facing him in a battlefield. It's hard for him. He can't focus. He's agitated. So we're asking for your support for this, to move the fire station to another location, because otherwise I have no choice. I have to sue the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Giovanni. Up next, we have Shane Fox and then Coy Larson to finish it out. Shane Fox.
Hi, I'm up here with my neighbors. We live on Cedros. My name is Shane Fox. I just have one personal quick thing to say. I was a resident in Sherman Oaks for about 7 years on Coldwater Canyon and Magnolia, and would right on the street where sirens fire trucks would travel from our fire department at Ventura and Coldwater every day, probably 20 times a day. Even with double-paned windows, didn't touch the noise level. So I just want to add that it was so disturbing that I moved from there, and to come here now to find out that I'm going to be living near another fire department is rather disheartening. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi. We're neighbors with Shane, and we bought the house 8 years ago, and it was not the best neighborhood when we bought it. Coy actually spent all his time making the house a great place, helping to make the neighborhood a great place. It's now a wonderful place. It's a place I would feel comfortable raising children. It's a place that I would feel comfortable living through my retirement. But with a fire department being put in there, it becomes a place that has no property value and a place people are not going to continue to buy, which means it's going to go downhill. There are other options. It's not as though there are not other options in Van Nuys than to build a fire station in a bedroom community that is an amazing bedroom community. We get together. We have community meetings. We are an amazing group. And to think that is going to be ruined because of this, everyone's going to leave. People aren't going to stay. Property values are going to plummet. Of course we love the fire department. Of course we want the fire department and support the fire department. They don't need to be in a bedroom community. We're a democratic place. People didn't ask us that question, and it should have been asked, because the fire department is a wonderful government agency that we appreciate and love. They should not be in a bedroom community.
Very good. Thank you, guys. What we're going to do is we are going to hear from the LAPD. We're going to hear from Adrene Nazarian's office. We're going to do the swearing-in ceremony with Councilwoman Martinez, and then jump back to the Secretary's report and Treasurer's report. So it's my honor to introduce Dora Esparza with Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian's office. Dora, you are recognized. And then you guys, LAPD, you guys are ready? Are you good? No. Okay, cool. So Dora, and then we will... You can have at it.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dora Esparza, with Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian.
Thank you.
I just want to make a quick announcement that we will be having... Women's Self-Defense Workshops during the month of May. That will be May 3rd, May 10th, May 17th. They will be in different areas in our district. We welcome everyone to join us. I have flyers in the front. And I just want to remind you guys, any state issues you guys might have, please feel free to contact us. We're located in the State Building of Van Nuys. We're always there to assist in any way that we can. I'm going to be here for a while. Any questions, any state issues you guys might have, we're more than happy to help you. Thank you. I have flyers in the front. There's actually 5 locations. So they will be in Sherman Oaks, Panorama City, Studio City, North Hollywood, Mission Hills, and there's a lot of them nearby. So, yes.
Thank you, Miriam,
Thank
for
you.
The questions. That's Thank very you. Good. Thank you, Dora. It is my honor and privilege to introduce Los Angeles City Councilwoman Nuri Martinez. She's going to be doing the swearing-in ceremony for the new board. So, Councilwoman, if you want to come on down.
You. I thought you were going to let the police department go first.
We're safe and secure tonight, so I think they're good.
Okay, great. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. I've done 2 of these this week, so I think I'm going to ask you to rise. Those of incoming board members, I'm going to ask you to please come around the table.
Where's Mr.
Lynn? I don't know if you want to stand up and come around in front of the table, or if you'd rather stand where you're currently at. It's up
probably
to you.
Okay.
Is this good?
Yeah, this is probably okay.
Just the incoming board members.
Incoming.
John, you're still elected, so you're good. Mr. Henry, you're good. You can stand up if you want. You want to participate?
I have a list. Sorry. Are we good? Okay.
Name the names. In case they forgot.
Carino De La Cuesta, Penny Meyer, Jeffrey Lynn, Marianne Annette Skelton.
Maria.
Oh, Maria, I'm sorry, I apologize. George Christopher Thomas, Joseph Lazarovitz. Lazarovitz. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Derek Waleko and Jerry Martin. So I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I pledge to represent my neighborhood with dignity, integrity, and pride.
I pledge to represent my neighborhood with dignity and pride.
I will encourage other points of view, even when they differ from my own.
I will encourage other points of view, even when they differ from my own.
I will respect, value, and consider everyone's opinion.
I will respect, value, and consider everyone's opinion.
I will find the good in my neighborhood.
I will find the good in my neighborhood.
And praise and promote it.
And praise and promote it.
To my neighbors and to the neighborhoods throughout the city of Los Angeles.
To my neighbors and to the neighborhoods throughout the city of Los Angeles.
I pledge to do this to the best of my ability.
I pledge to do this to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, you are now sworn in to the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Thank you very much. If I can just address two quick things that I'm currently working on. So I'm not sure if some of you have read in the paper or have seen on TV. Council District 6, unfortunately, is home to two of the highest prostitution tracts in the entire city of Los Angeles. And we have one here not too far from Van Nuys, which is on Sepulveda. And so we've been working with the city attorney's office, LAPD, and a wonderful group that's based out of Lake Balboa, Mary Magdalene, to address this sex trafficking issue. And when I was first elected 8 months ago, I was able to go on a task force late at night with Vice and several of the police stations in the valley. And the one thing that was so alarming was the age of these girls. We're not talking about women that are 25, 30, 40 years old. We're talking about 13-year-olds. 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, and 16-year-olds are being trafficked into our community and are basically being sold. Not too far away from here, on the corner of Van Owen and Sepulveda, on the corner of Victory and Sepulveda. This goes on every single day right here. And so one of the things that we are trying to work with LAPD on is, you know, this is not a victimless crime. These children are not standing on corners because they want to. You know, 3 weeks ago, we were able to apprehend and arrest three pimps, and two of the girls that were being trafficked were from Texas, and they were both 13 years old. There was another young woman that we also rescued who was from the Bakersfield area, and we called her father, and we held her, and unfortunately, he never picked her up. And so this young girl was put in a home and ran away the next day. Fortunately, the city attorney's office and the district attorney's office are finally pressing and charges against these individuals, against these men, sometimes notorious gang members who are bringing these girls into this area. So our children are not for sale. Our children are not for sale. And we have to, as a community, this is not completely unacceptable. So we've been working on that front. We are in the process of I've committed money to a PED car, which is a prostitution enforcement detail that is going to spend a lot of time on Sepulveda Boulevard trying to arrest and apprehend some of the pimps and working with Mary Magdalene so that that group led by a good friend of mine is able to help these young girls get out of the situation. The second issue is the issue of marijuana dispensaries. And I introduced a motion 2 weeks ago to deal with the fact that the Department of Finance is issuing this business tax certificates, which is basically another way for the city to collect taxes. We should never do that on an illegal business. Businesses that we are collecting these taxes from that don't have a permit to operate. First of all, they're illegal. So we need to stop that that practice in the city of Los Angeles. But most importantly, I've asked the Department of the Planning Department and the Building and Safety Department and LAPD to give us a breakdown per district as to how many illegal dispensaries we have in our communities. We have almost 50 dispensaries in Van Nuys alone. And the 135 dispensaries that these that the voters voted for as in terms of Prop D last year, these dispensaries are 135 that the voters decided were going to be legal. They're the ones that have been grandfathered in. The other thing that I'm very interested in is as rent is going up in the rest of the city, I want to also make sure we don't end up with the majority of these dispensaries in our neighborhoods. Because these dispensaries, you know, if it's an issue of access, then we should be able to be provide the access for people who need it, but it should be fair across the board. And Council District 6 should not be home to the majority of illegal and legal marijuana dispensaries. So that's the bit of two things I wanted to talk about. I'm also very excited, and I've reached out to George on revitalizing the Van Nuys corridor and bringing this part of town and the hub of my district back. I'm going to be working with the mayor's office to hopefully create Van Nuys Boulevard as part of the Great Streets Initiative. We're going to be doing something about all the vacancies that are currently here at the Marvin Browdy building. We want to fix the parking issues along the boulevard that does not allow people to actually come here, dine. You're getting ticketed every hour because you're not feeding the meter. That's absolutely ridiculous. And we want to attract a different type of business on the boulevard. As a little girl, this didn't look like this. And so we need to do something about attracting a different type of business and luring shoppers back into this community that are actually going to spend time here and have enough time to be able to walk the boulevard. So I look forward to working with you on that. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
What am I going to do about the fire station? I am happy to work with any of you on mitigation efforts. I have, ma'am? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Order, please. Mr. Parliamentarian.
I'm happy to answer the question. I recognize this is a very heated issue. I recognize that. But I am very honest in terms of where I stand on the construction of the new fire station. I have been since I inherited this issue when I was elected. This issue and the construction of a new fire station has been going on for almost 3 years.
Yeah, but nobody knows about
it. I'm giving you, if I may finish. Thank you. I am happy to work with anyone on mitigation efforts. But in terms of my personal opinion about where the station should be built, that has not changed. And that's the honest truth. I'm happy to talk to you about
mitigation. They want it
moved. I understand that. Currently, my position has not changed. I am supportive of, my opinion is that the fire station should be built currently where the fire department has chosen.
You are all out of order.
Right. Thank you. All right. Excuse
me.
You
asked me a question, and I answered your question. Now, if you let me finish.
Excuse me. Hello. Excuse me. Every single one of you has gotten a chance to speak.
That's right.
She is allowed to speak, too. This is our L.A. City Councilwoman from District 6. Every single one of you got to speak. Normally, according to Robert's Rules of Order, if it's all on the same issue, we could have just let one of you speak and been done with it. Now, we gave all the respect in the world to you. Please give all the respect in the world to her. Let her speak.
Thank you.
Ms. Martinez.
Now, we can agree to disagree, but that you asked me a question, I answered the question. Now, in terms of...
That's enough.
Would you be quiet, please?
Let her speak.
Thank you.
Wow. Nobody did that to you.
Thank you.
In terms of the question that was asked, why this location? When the fire department sat down with me and we discussed the other locations, none of those locations work currently for the fire department based on the traffic congestion, based on how much room they need to maneuver the engines. That particular on Oxnard and Vesper, it's considered industrial, and that's where it feeds in. It's the best location that feeds the needs of that meets the needs of the department. That's why.
All right, we will address this issue when we get to 8L and the VNNC submitting a community impact statement, and we are going to continue on with our meeting. Thank you, Councilwoman Martinez, for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, back to the agenda. Secretary's report, Mr. John Henry.
Okay, we did distribute the minutes for the December special meeting and the most recent meeting, which was March. I'm sorry I didn't bring copies. They are available, however, online for others to read.